You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the StudyClicks podcast. I'm your host Erin, and in today's episode I'm going to be interviewing Andy about his college course. Hello Andy.
Hi Erin, thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
So would you mind just giving us a little overview of what exactly it is that you study?
Yeah, I study musical theatre in Cork School of Music in Cork, which is affiliated with MTU, which is Munster Technological University. And I'm going into my fourth year of college. So it's a four-year course, honours degree. And so it's all musical theatre. So it is singing, acting and dancing, basically all three of those disciplines. Yeah.
Lovely. Very, very interesting. So I want to start off the podcast by just kind of finding out some of the key information about this course, kind of more geared towards like the CAO and like applying for the course, like what's required of you. So I know a lot of people, when they're choosing what course to put down on their CAO, they're very kind of focused about points and, you know, like what points they need. And that's kind of just the main thing playing in their head throughout the year. How does that kind of apply in relation to your course?
Yeah, so points are definitely less important for this course. It's basically mainly audition based. You have to get a minimum of like a H5 and a H6 and or whatever it is in two subjects, and kind of just pass maths and Irish, basic, very basic things. But you do an audition. So if you put the course down on your CAO, you will be sent an email, and then you'll get a day for an audition. I know it's probably changed a little bit since when I did it, but so my audition was in April. And just before the Easter holidays, I think, or maybe even during the Easter holidays, not sure. And then I found out if I got in or not at the end of May. So before I did the Leaving Cert, so I knew before I'd done the Leaving Cert whether I got into the course or not.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. And so then, it's all audition based, and points aren't really as important, obviously just very basic, but yeah.
Okay. That's fun. It's nice to have kind of like a less traditional way into a course and like to actually get to, I suppose, show off your talent and like your ability, which is nice.
There's less stress, and it's like it's a lot more about what you are passionate about and good at, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's nice to have less stress going to the Leaving Cert, especially if you know you're in the course before you're doing it.
Yeah, that's really handy. It's nice to go in like with that weight already off your shoulders. You're not like, it's not riding on the exams per se.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So in terms of the course then itself, like how many, is it a big course, or is there kind of like I know with the auditions and stuff, like I assume that there'd be kind of like a waiting list, or is there like how many people are let into the course per year?
Yeah, I think it changes every year, but I think when I did it, it was like 80 people or so auditioned. I know this year they had just over 100, I think. So it's like, it's a relatively new course. I think it's only, this will be its seventh year, maybe. So a lot of people are still only learning about it and stuff, and then seeing how it's going. But so there's 24 people in each year. That's what they take in usually. Then there was 26 in my year, so they made a bit of an exception that year. But that's the only year I've seen them do that. And so, yeah, about between 80 and 100 so far, anyway, is what it looks like, audition and 24 get in. And then if you, because obviously, as I said, you kind of find out before you do the Leaving Cert if you get in or not. But obviously not everybody takes it, or people decide to do other things, or people decide to study in London if they get in over there. So then there is a waiting list, and there are people who didn't get in first round, or maybe didn't get all the points, because there's a point system for the audition as well, basically. And then there's a waiting list. So then you could easily still get in if you don't get in originally. Yeah.
Interesting. You already said like, you know, you apply through the CAO as normal, and then they get in contact with you, and then you find out if you got accepted beforehand because of the auditions that you have to do. So I'd love for you to talk me through the audition process a little bit. So like, how does that work? Is it all like in-person auditions, or is there anything that you have to do maybe online before you get into the course, or before you do the in-person audition? Sorry.
Yeah. For me anyway, because I know over COVID, like everything was online. So mine was the first year kind of coming out of COVID. So it was a mix of both.
Okay.
So we had to send in two contrasting songs, so singing, where you just like do a self-tape, you record yourself basically singing and you put it on YouTube, and then like an unlisted link so that only they can see it. And then you do a monologue as well. So that's like an acting piece, like 2 minutes or something. And then you had to go down to do a dance call. And they like show you around the college as well. And you do some like bonding games as well, and kind of like improv acting just to see what you're like as a person and stuff. And they kind of interview you. They now interview you. That wasn't a thing actually. Yeah. When I did it, but they now like interview people individually just to see like what they're like as a person and what they want to kind of get out of the course and stuff. So yeah, that's, I think everything now might be in person. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But when I did it, it was like singing and acting online videos and then dancing in person.
Okay. So it was just dance that you really had to do in the in-person audition.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Absolutely. Yeah.
Fun. And on the day of like the in-person stuff, was there anything that kind of surprised you, or was it all kind of what you had expected?
You just meet a lot of different people and new people. It's kind of nice, because what surprised me actually was the amount of people from abroad who come and like consider the course. That's a thing. If you're an international student, you can apply with videos and stuff online, I think. But like my year has like almost half of the year is from outside of Ireland.
Okay.
Like we got two people from UK, two from Germany and stuff, and people from two from Finland and like or Sweden as well. So people from everywhere, which was something I didn't expect. I thought people would be all from Ireland and maybe one or two from England, but it was all over. So it was nice to meet people of different cultures and stuff.
That's something that surprised me, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to have that mix.
How long the dance call was. Because really? I'm not a dancer. I've never danced before in my life. So that was like something I was dreading. But yeah, so that was fun.
Interesting. And you said there you'd never really danced much before.
Yeah.
So what actually did make you choose this course, just out of curiosity? Like, how did you discover that you had this love for musical theatre?
Well, not the dancing anyway. I don't know. My mum was really into musicals and stuff, so it's a little bit in my family. But like, because of music practicals, I had to learn. I got singing lessons with music practical, the Leaving Cert. And then TY musical I was going to do, and it got cancelled the week before because of COVID.
Oh, no.
And then I did the musical in sixth year because my school was big into like music and stuff. So we had the senior musical.
Yeah.
And then my singing teacher was in London like for years in the West End. So he was a big part of it as well. Like he was very passionate about it. And I kind of just fell in love with it through his passion for it and my own doing of shows and stuff, thinking this was really fun and like that I'd love to do something for work that didn't really seem like work was like a big thing for me. So then like, if you love what you're doing, you don't work a day in your life. I'm a firm believer in that. So I thought I'd give it a try and not have any regrets later in life. So yeah.
That's such a nice outlook to have on that. So it was very much for you just kind of like a late enough into your like secondary school life that you decided it was something you wanted to do.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't too sure. Like in fourth year, I remember I used to think journalism was something I was interested in. I wasn't too sure. I always knew I wanted to do something that was like, or even like commentary or something like, or like,
yeah,
like sports. I was big into sport as well. So like anything in like media or like hosting or something in the world of like in front of a camera or some way.
Yeah. They just like kind of involve like performance of some degree.
Yeah. That's like, and ended up doing TikToks for study clicks and stuff like that. So, you know, I just love, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's very cool. So in terms of the course itself then, would there be any like kind of non-practical elements to the course, or like is there many like I suppose theory or other elements apart from just like singing, acting and dancing?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, you do music theory, and so like it's like grade 1 to grade 8, I'm gonna say. I don't know a huge amount about music theory, but like the basic for first 2 years anyway, it's all pretty basic stuff. Stuff you would have probably done a Leaving Cert, in fact. And then there's a little bit of like sight reading and like being able to tell the difference between intervals and stuff. So like, and then like they do kind of like, you have a classical chorus, so you do like more singing, or it's just like learning how to sing with different harmonies and stuff that like clashes and stuff like that. But that's not really theory, I guess. But yeah, it's kind of, you do have also history, musical theater history.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you have to do like a couple of essays every year in that class. Which is interesting. So you eventually, like, you start off like way back in like ancient Rome and Greece, and then you slowly go up like through to like 1900s, 1800s, and like vaudeville, and then you get to like Sondheim eventually, and then in fourth year I think is even more more relevant or nearer to today. So yeah, but that's the only bit of theory really. Yeah, it's very practical based.
Okay, that sounds very interesting. So would you have like written exams or anything then, or is it just kind of like to further your own knowledge?
You don't have exams per se. You do have like a test in acting,
Okay.
and in you have another thing called rep studies as well, which is, well, that is music theory is under rep studies, that module. But yeah, so you have tests in music theory as well, and then history is all like essays. But yeah, so the only tests are tiny, like, and the ones in acting are like 20 minutes long, and they're all kind of shorthand answer questions. So
Okay.
nothing too strenuous, thank God.
And is that kind of most of the like assessment that you would have, or how would anything outside of that kind of work?
Yeah, so then no, you get assessed and everything. So you have to do an acting and a singing exam, and a dance exam, for everything. So that's at the end of each semester. And you also get like continuous assessments, a big part of everything, your grade as well. Just like coming in to every single class and like how well you're progressing in class and how much you're learning and that kind of stuff, is a big part of the grade as well. So yeah, there's an exam in every module you take, basically, but like they're practical exams.
Okay.
And then a lot of it's continuous assessment, yeah.
That's interesting. And what is your favorite module or like experience that you've had in your course so far, if you had to pick?
Module is probably ensemble. You have one class a week, on a Wednesday, which is like 9 to 1. And it's basically where you put all the three together. So it's probably one of the only times in the week you do all three together. So you do like ensemble pieces together. So you pick a
Ooh.
number from a show, say like Who Lives, Who Dies from Hamilton, if anybody knows that. And you'd like put it on, you'd learn the music, learn the harmonies and stuff, and then you'd put it on the floor and you'd like stage it,
Oh, that sounds
and
so
different people
cool.
would get little bits, but like yeah, so you come in every few weeks and they pick a new piece and they do it, and then at the end of the semester you do like an ensemble day, which is like when you perform all the pieces, and so yeah, ensemble is definitely the best. It's what everybody looks forward to the most. All the lecturers are in the room. There's like 8 lecturers, and like second, third, and fourth year all together, and first year do it on their own for the first semester, and then second semester they join the second and third years, and the fourth years go on to bigger and better things, but then no, they go on their own, and then so yeah, it's like it's the only time all 3 years will come together as well and do stuff together. So it, and like
Yeah.
they're in a room, it's like 60 or 70 people and like 10 lecturers, and it's just a lot of fun.
Sounds so
That's the best.
fun.
Yeah, it's good crack.
So what would a typical day kind of look like for you? I know you're saying like, was it Wednesdays 9 to 1 you have that kind of ensemble class, but what generally would your day in this course kind of look like?
Yeah, a lot of like, obviously, every changes from year to year, but you're kind of in the similar amount of hours each year. It might get slightly more each year progressively, but like the longest day last year would have been a Wednesday for us. So we had ensemble from 9 to 1, and then you'd get lunch for 45 minutes, and then you'd have ballet from 1:45 to 3:15. So an hour and a half of ballet, and then you'd have an hour off, and then you'd have acting for 2 hours from 4:15 to 6:15. So like 9 to 6:15, but you kind of wouldn't leave college because you don't have huge breaks in between. So that's kind of the longest day. And then but they're like the shortest day, like would still only be like you almost always have a class at like 9, and they're usually dance, so like, and they're always like an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then you're almost always finished at like 5 at the earliest, but you have breaks usually, and everybody has individual singing lessons at different times, so everybody's schedule can look a little bit different. And then as you get into second and third year, you have like an elective you can choose, so people do different things. But yeah, they're pretty intense days, but like you do have breaks here and there. But like if you're into that kind of completely throwing yourself into it, it's great for that. Like you're
That's
always very
fun.
busy.
Yeah. And if it's something you're passionate about, it probably doesn't feel half as intense either.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like there's like when you get into fourth year and you do the big like production they do in fourth year, like you're in 10 to 6 I think every day,
Oh, wow.
and it's like just rehearsals for like 4 weeks, but that's like January to February when they do the show. So that's like when you get to see what an actual professional production would be like, rehearsing for a show for like 5 weeks, and you're in 10 to 6 every day, and like it's just nonstop. It's great fun.
That sounds great.
So yeah.
That's fun. I assume you have that to look forward to next year.
Yes, I do.
Has anything kind of surprised you, in your time doing the course, having already done 3 years of it? Like, was there anything that you kind of didn't expect that you'd have to do going into it, or that just kind of took you by surprise that like I don't know, that like didn't really kind of align with the initial idea you had of it.
I think when you go in, you kind of feel like you're going to be doing stuff as a group, maybe a little bit more, or you're going to be doing more like actual, like just going in and picking a musical theater number and then just doing it like you might do if you're in a musical theater society or in school. Mm-hmm. But it's like you very rarely actually do musical theater. It's kind of hard to explain. Like you very rarely like get to do numbers. Like you do them, and that's what makes them more special and stuff. But it is like a lot of it is your own individual growth and stuff. And you do mm-hmm. do stuff together. But yeah, I think I didn't expect that. And then just the it is intense. Like it's more intense than you probably think it is going to be. But you're kind of, I was kind of expecting that and ready for it anyway. But it is difficult. All right. It can be pretty all consuming when you're there.
Do you ever find that you struggle with a loss of passion or creativity for what you do, given that you have to do it like on a more routinely basis, like you said, kind of 9 to 5 through a more career oriented lens rather than just as a hobby? Or do you feel like alternatively that studying theater has actually enhanced your passion for it?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's something that definitely you have to like be aware of, because it can happen pretty easily, or you kind of forget. Like you can pretty easily forget. Everybody goes through a kind of a tough time, I think, like for maybe a week. It might be a few days, might be a few weeks, might be even months. And some people might even have like a whole year that's tough. So you kind of have to remind yourself why you're doing it. Like I find actually going to see theater, or just listening to it, listening to music from it a lot of the time reminds me why I'm doing it. Because it is, yeah, very easy to kind of get like, why am I doing this? Or this is so hard, or so few people kind of succeed in this. Mm. And it is a really difficult industry, but like it has enhanced my respect for people who do it. Like, because I think just like the work that goes in to get to like the utmost level of people who are in like London or like Broadway or any, even just anywhere professional, is outrageous. Right? People have worked that hard, because you see it like when you're in there. And like London colleges are probably even another step up in intensity and stuff. Well, they are. And like, just for people, anybody who's doing it properly is like, you just like the crazy respect, and you know that they've just worked incredibly hard to be where they are. So I think to me that drives me on to want to work harder and do that as well. So I kind of like that side of it. But yeah, you definitely can get bogged down and like, why the hell am I here?
But it's nice though that like you have kind of gained that appreciation and like respect for people who do it, and that it, you know, keeps you going. So do you think that, like, because obviously I get that it's like quite a tough environment and, you know, like the industry itself is quite competitive, but do you think that coming into the course that experience is like necessary to succeed, or like who do you think should think about applying?
I think experience definitely helps. I don't think it's impossible to get in and do, and like if you're someone who works really hard and learns quickly, then absolutely you can pick up things. Because I think, as they'll say this to us all the time, like about how talent will only get you so far. It's like hard work and passion that'll get you to like the next level, or like hard work will overtake talent every day. So if somebody has loads of talent and experience but they're not actually willing to work very hard, that'll be nothing compared to someone who comes in like really eager to learn and keeps that for 4 years. So yeah, because I'd never danced before I came in, and granted it's much easier as a man who hasn't danced to probably get in, because there's so fewer guys interested in it. So for girls, it's probably, you do need a little bit of dance experience. But yeah, I think like it's not like you need singing training, but like if you have a good voice and if you have talent, then you can easily get in, I think. But it's more about like what you do when you're here and how you show yourself off in the audition and stuff. And if you seem like a nice person, a lot of it's like, are you a nice person to work with and be around? Because everybody's going to be around you for like 4 years every day.
Don't want to need to
turn
well.
Into your kind of, yeah. If everybody turns into like your family, really.
Yeah.
Because you were just with them all the time.
And so it's such a small group of you too.
Yeah, exactly. And you get to know each other so well. And you have to work together like really closely. So like, yeah, a lot of it's about your personality and stuff as well, I think.
Okay. And like kind of related to that as well, like, do you find that the level of the course is at a very high standard? And like, is it very competitive kind of between you? Like, I know you said you're very close with everyone in the course, but like, is there any like sort of competitive nature within that?
Yeah, bits and pieces. But that's always going to come with the territory, I think.
Of course.
It's not, I don't think it's too bad. I could imagine that like it could be a lot more fierce in places like London and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like everybody is pretty supportive of each other. Like if anybody does well or has any success, everybody's pretty behind them. But yeah, there's always little moments of like things happen, but like this because everybody just wants to kind of have their chance to shine or have their chance to prove like that they have what it takes or whatever. But yeah, I think it's not too bad in our course.
Okay.
It's healthy competition.
Of course. It's a nice environment.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so leading on from that, I kind of want to just talk about what like MTU or Cork School of Music more specifically is like as a campus. So first of all, like I know you said that Cork School of Music is like affiliated with MTU. So is it separate from like the main campus?
Yeah, it is. MTU is out in Bishopstown, which is like 10-15 minute bus from the city. And Cork School of Music is right in the middle of the city. It's right across from South Mall, which is like one of the main streets in Cork and Oliver Plunkett. So yeah, and it's a brand new building. It's like built in like 2011, maybe even later than that or something. So it's really state of the art, really nice. It's like 4 or 5 stories, and just full of like rooms with, they've all got Steinway pianos in them, which are like extremely expensive pianos, which they have like the biggest Steinway collection, I think, in Europe.
Really?
Thanks to Micheál Martin. So yeah, it's a very nice campus, and it is, you are kind of separated from the rest of the college is the only thing. So if you want to do societies and stuff, it's difficult because just unless you drive, but like, getting a bus out there can be like late. It's not really something you want to do because you're always so tired from the course as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, and also I guess for our course, you spend a lot of time, not even in college. There's a place called, well, the studio is basically where the dance studios are outside of Cork School of Music as well. They're in the city as well. So they're like a 10-minute walk from Cork School of Music. And there's like four or five dance studios. And that's where you spend a lot of your time because you do your dance classes there and all your acting classes there and like ensemble. You'll only ever have like more theory classes in the actual college and singing lessons. So you actually spend very little time in Cork School of Music. You spend a lot of time in the dance studios. In college, but yeah.
Okay, and then just kind of like, how are the facilities in general? Like, do you have like accommodation close to where, like close to the campus, or is it kind of far away?
Well, because UCC is in Cork City as well, there's quite a lot of student accommodation in Cork. I mean, not quite a lot actually. I'm just kind of lying. There's quite a limited amount. I've been lucky that I've had the same place for 3 years in a row. So once you're in somewhere, you're kind of in. But there is, like, I'd say, off the top of my head, 6 or 7 anyway for, like, MTU/Cork School of Music. But there's a few more for UCC. But UCC and MTU, like, will mix in the accommodation. So they book up very quickly. And some of them are quite expensive, all right. But they're all pretty close because the city's not... Like everything's in walking distance in the city, so once you're in the city, you're really grand. But it's like just getting somewhere once you have it, it's great.
That's handy enough, at least I suppose. Once you're in, I know. Then you mentioned about like it kind of being difficult to keep up with the likes of societies and clubs and just kind of more like general campus life. Having said that, like, have you been a part of any societies or anything like that yourself during your time in college?
Actually, no, which is really bad. Well, I mean, I was in the musical society, but that was only in first year, really. Okay. I mean, I've done a little bit of stuff with them. I mean, but yeah, I would have loved to have done, like, they have a hockey society and football and golf even, and a few different sports, but all on the main campus. And like, I love all those sports and I would have done them if it was closer, but it just hasn't really worked out. So it's been kind of, that's something I definitely have probably missed from the college experience because I'm big into my sport and like team aspect of that, but I've just kind of had to have sacrificed that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, if you really wanted to make the time and if you really wanted to go over, you probably could, but it would be difficult.
Fair. And like, from your time in the musical society, is it mainly musical theater students who'd be a part of it, or is it kind of a mix?
When I was in it, there was like maybe like 2 people who weren't in musical theater.
Oh, really?
I think the majority of people are all musical theater. Yeah, I think the people who aren't in musical theater don't go to the musical society because they're like, well, they're all just going to be in the musical theater course, and they're all going to know each other, so I don't really want to actually go in. So it's kind of a little bit
I get that, intimidating maybe.
awkward situation.
No, I was just wondering how that was, because I know, like, because we both did inters together last year, which is like a competition between like the musical societies in Ireland, and I know, like, everyone kind of, I think, like, on the recording we got of the video, it said musical theatre university. Like, I think everyone just assumes that all of you are musical theatre students, so I was wondering how true that was.
It's pretty true, sadly. I'd love to turn around and say we're all studying finance, but we're not.
No, that's fair. I mean, like, make use of the skills you have.
Yeah, and actually we'll be studying about taxes and stuff next year in fourth year.
Wow.
So for when we're our own tax people. So lovely. Technically.
Wide range of skills. So just kind of then going back to your course itself, what kind of options do you have then for after your degree? Obviously, aside from like performing on stage, what else can you kind of go into?
Well, that's a great question. And I'd love to know the answer, but no, there's lots of things you can do. It's like, it's very much, obviously, because as I said, it's a fairly new course. So we're kind of seeing what people do when they come out all the time still. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of seeing how people get on. A lot of people come out of it and obviously want to perform because that's the reason they will go into it. So they're trying to get an agent quickly out of it. And a lot of people have gone on to cruises and a couple of other people, like one of the girls is just in a show on the Borgash now who just came out. And other people have done like ads on TV and stuff. And a lot of people are doing pantos like at Christmas time around Ireland and doing well in that. So, yeah, and then there's a lot of people who decide through the course, I don't really want to do performing anymore, or I want to go into different aspects of it, because there are like electives in like costume or makeup and stage management or directing. And so people come out and go into like those different fields and are doing quite well in them, and like are doing shows around the country. And then there's other people who decide they want to teach from it. So a lot of people are teaching in like stage schools and stuff as well, or might want to do more qualifications. Like people maybe sometimes even decide they want to be personal trainers, or a lot of the time you need to have another career going on alongside coming out of this degree, because no one, even like the most successful people in the West End, aren't never working like constantly. Mm-hmm. So people come out and think maybe they should do a master's in something else. Some people have done that as well. But yeah, you kind of learn over the 4 years if this is really for you, or if you really want to do it, or are you kind of, or maybe you find your niche in it that you want to do instead. So yeah it's kind of, you'll know after 4 years what I think you want to aim for anyway. But there are definitely a lot of options that you can go down.
Mm-hmm. And is the goal for you then to perform professionally?
The first and foremost goal is to try that. Yeah. For a good while and see how that goes. Try and get an agent and then see what happens. And then if it doesn't work out, that's fine. Because at least I can say I've tried, and then I'll see what else. But yeah.
Better than living with regret.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Andy. Thank you so much for telling me all about your course today. I had a great time finding out all about it. So yeah, that's it for this episode. We'll be back soon with another one. Until then, goodbye.